It's the Itishinry. Thermal socks, Midwest Jesus mandals, and swim trunks, and a flannel, right?
Rogue choosing Sonny over McCarthy? What is wrong with you?
She fingered you when you were trying to help her?
Yeah.
Kick your wife's off the lawn. I'm kicking her off the lawn again, goddammit. Knock it off, all right? I'm a good man.
Why don't you go sleep it off? I will not be called out.
I believe I saw it in theaters. I think it was either 14 or 13 times.
Yeah, quite possibly. What is the worst figure we've ever seen?
This is complete trash.
This is the 7-minute mission. 7-Eleven, 7 dwarves, 7 little chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea?
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. This is episode 101. I am Handsome Kevin with my ginger bear, my island boy, Tropic Al. Tropic Al. Here we are, man. Episode 101, man. We kind of over that bridge, right?
Yeah.
It's not just downhill from here, right?
New year, new us, right? Is that what we're supposed to say here?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure. Could be.
I mean, it's technically episode 100 for you, so welcome to the triple digits.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah. Guys got jokes. Guys got jokes. Thanks, thank you, Johnny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Blow out your voice at a Packers game, waste energy and just time and money. Sorry.
No, man, it was fantastic. I had a great time, a lot of fun. And then Johnny C got to step in, and I think Johnny C did a fine job stepping in for that one. I missed one episode, Tropical, just one.
Yeah.
In what, 4 years?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Take it easy. Now, I mean, you haven't missed any, and there's something to be said for that.
Yeah,
you're the Cal Ripken of this podcast.
In fairness, though, like in school, my father was the I don't want to say dictator. But, like, I didn't miss a day of school growing up.
Oh, really?
At all. K through
12. I didn't realize. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You better be dying. Like,
huh.
Yeah.
Jeez. I didn't do. Yeah. Because I'm quite honestly, Tropical, this is blowing my mind because I, probably starting in the fifth grade, I probably averaged about 3 days of school a week. Until the time I left school. So, like, for you to, like, not miss a day is blowing me away.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, college, I made up for that. Like, the sociology class that I took had 44 meetings, and I think I went a grand total of 9 times and got an A.
Well, I mean, as long as you're getting an A, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. It was one of those I had to turn in current events because some of the things that my friend Susan would text me, like, hey, we're having a test today. Whoa! Whoops, man. The daisy.
We're having a test today. Scheduled. You just didn't realize it.
Oh, you have you were to be at the class to know what the schedule is.
Right. That makes sense. Isn't it? Well, but wouldn't that be in the itinerary?
Well, no. I mean, they would usually the class would be, you know, dictated throughout the weeks. And I want to say that was that 2 or 3 days a week? It all runs together. This was 20-plus years ago. So.
Right, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the itinerary. Funny story about just itinerary, Tropical. Way back when I used to be a wedding DJ, Duke would help me out here and there at shows that he could make and help me out. And we were at a show, and it was over in Wisconsin. I think over where the Jerseys. I can't bring his name up now.
Oh, Flash?
Flash, yeah.
Yeah.
Over in his part of town there, I was working a wedding, and I needed Duke. I needed him because I was running sound for both the ceremony and reception. So I really needed him to help with setup, teardown, setup, right? That's what I needed him for.
Right.
And Duke showed up about probably 15 minutes after I set up for the reception. So I already did one setup, one tear down, and another setup, and Duke showed up just late, just late. Duke used to be a very late guy, and he picks up my itinerary for the event. when I'm doing the, you know, when I'm doing the first dance, the, you know, the dollar dance, all that other kind of wedding BS. Duke picks it up and he goes, is this, it's the itinerary? And I looked at him and I said, the what? And he goes, you know, this is the itinerary, right? I was like, no, Duke, there's no itinerary. That is the itinerary. And he goes, yeah, same thing. I'm like, no, you don't. You just made it up. That's what happened right now, Duke. You just made it up. You made up itinerary. Now, this happened. This was probably at this point at least 18 years ago, something like that. In my house, we still use the word itinerary.
Yeah.
Because of that son of a bitch.
I could, yeah. That math checks out.
Yeah, yeah. But boy, man, that day when I needed him for setup, tear down setup, and he showed up after second setup, his ass could have been long gone off my lawn, man. I'll tell you that right now. Long gone off my lawn, and I think that's a good spot. We need to exercise the demons, Tropical. Got to clear those yards up, got to make them look nice, right? Off the lawn, Tropical. Who? Episode 101, are you kicking off of your lawn?
So from speaking of kicking him off the lawn, Duke has a segment that he did not get submitted before we recorded last time. He had one. He had went out to see some bands. He said, I had a few musical off-the-lawn candidates that I forgot to send over before falling asleep. Oh, well, here's the start of the list just for jollies. But I said, we'll read them on episode 101.
Okay.
Bands that do farewell tours and then continue to tour for decades. Looking at you, Kiss and the Eagles.
Duke and I both saw Kiss on their farewell tour in 2000. Might have been 2000, 2001. Yeah, and they were. I mean, as of that writing, I'm sure they're still doing, because don't they have a Vegas residency?
So I don't know what's going on with that. I'll just be honest with you. Like, if it's the hologram stuff or what the deal is at Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. But we saw the original lineup on their farewell. And then, you know, you almost feel ripped off when you find out they're still touring 10 years later.
Yeah. But this is the farewell.
Yeah. Right. We were saying goodbye.
Yes. It was.
It was the name of the tour. I have the t-shirt.
Just hook, line, and sphincter, right? Is that it?
Yeah, hook right in the sphincter.
Bands with no original guys going out there and calling themselves the band, talking about Saliva, Foghat, Foreigner, and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yep.
I'm not debating him there. I'm not debating him at all. Member of Lynyrd Skynyrd died, so it was in the band. And you don't want Artemis Pyle anywhere near. Your loved ones. But
that's couldn't have happened soon enough, right, Tropical?
Make a note for Kevin's list. Speaking of Skynyrd, Kevin can get right off the lawn. Skynyrd had some fine material, and I happen to know Kevin used to wear a Lynyrd Skynyrd cowboy hat during Fighting Federline's live performances. Also, AC/DC Wales.
That was, okay.
That's all a right. Real rock and roll band. That's what he said.
No. He's not gonna come on the Tots Pod. Oh yeah, and say shit like that, and me let it slide. All right, he has a picture of me wearing a Skynyrd cowboy hat. Yes, yes, he does. It was not an every show occurrence, Tropical. It might have been a one time deal.
If it happened one time, Kevin, that's enough. It happened.
I the hat was there. I put the hat on and we performed Tropical. I didn't know it was in my head. I don't even know if it was a Skynyrd hat, right? I don't know. Might not have even been a Skynyrd hat. But yes, did I wear a hat? Yeah, I sure did. All right. I sure did. The same as I'll put on a Mets hat or a Lions hat or any other hat that I feel like wearing. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Not wearing two belts, right? I'm not wearing Midwest Jesus mandals with socks. You want to keep throwing thunder at me there, Dookie two belts? I got some thunder to throw back at you, you son of a bitch. And I'll tell you that right now, Tropical. You have not seen a funnier man dressed than when you see Duke show up in thermal socks, Midwest Jesus mandals, and swim trunks. and a flannel, right? You want to start throwing a handsome Kevin wore a damn Skinner hat. Yeah, I did. Now talk about fashion statements there, Duke. You son of a bitch. Keep throwing them at me, boy. Keep throwing them.
Can't wait to make the graphic for this episode, and it's the picture of Kevin in the Skinner hat since Duke has so kindly shared that with the on Instagram. It'll have like, you know, some, what's your least favorite Skinner song? No Reason. Sorry, I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to my list now.
That's, yeah, let's I get to Duke. Your list, all right? Duke's firing me up here.
It's a lot of vehicles in traffic this week. So I'm going into work. Everybody's been, you know, pulled off of telework now. So the gates are horrendous in the morning. And I get behind this orange Subaru WRX.
Okay.
You know them Subaru people, how they are.
Hey, take it easy, all right?
Dude's got aftermarket exhaust, a giant spoiler, but he's not really mastered driving a manual transmission. And it's stop and go, so he's constantly having to stop and then like revving it up because he can't drive it, and he's got his aftermarket exhaust. He thinks he's got a pissed off little bumblebee, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Got his giant spoiler on there. Just that guy off the lawn.
Okay.
There was a lady, I had words for her. We'll just say that. So the way I go to work is the way I took you to Walmart when you came to the house. We go down Bailey Cove there and we take that right.
Yeah.
That's in a school zone. In the mornings, school zone traffic is going as I'm going to work. So I go and get in the turn lane. This lady in a Suburban giant vehicle is coming the opposite direction, wanting to turn left. She pulls in the middle of the road as I eased into the turn lane, like she was going to go, and just stops.
Don't ever just stop.
Well, I'm easing up to my turn lane and I'm waving her to go because traffic is coming. Like,
right.
Yeah. She's in the middle of the lanes of oncoming traffic and she's looking at me. It's kind of like a kismet, like karma, like instant karma thing. Right. Cause she flips me off and all this stuff. Cause I wasn't going. I'm like, lady, get out of the road. Like I'm stopping to try to save your life.
She fingered you when you were trying to help her.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, she revs up and goes and just happens to be a police officer and you were speeding in a school zone. It's like,
good.
Get you some of that. I might have rolled down the window as I went around the thing and waved just, hi. See you later.
Yeah. Well, see you later.
Yeah. Back here if you need me. So the other day I am picking up OG, taking him, and I'm going to cut across Redstone Arsenal there to avoid the Memorial Parkway traffic, because Memorial Parkway traffic between 4:30 and 5, it can be just sheer madness. You don't always need that stress in your life. So I cut across. I have the ability, you know, working there and all. I was cutting across the Arsenal. As I'm coming up to the red light at, that would be Bob Wallace, the intersection there in Jordan Lane. It's clearly a red, like I had been slowing down to stop. And this little red Honda was not. Like it was just flying up and pulls into the intersection. Thank God the guy in the red Ranger saw it coming and locked it down. Like he missed them by maybe an inch, like just flat out T-bone. And it's like the light was red. Like it was not turning or anything. It was clearly red. You could see it from a mile away. I was slowing down the whole time pulling up to it. But they just pulled out and then like looked at the guy in the Ranger. Like, it's red, you numbnuts.
One of those so whats.
Yeah. It's kind of like if it wouldn't have delayed my getting home, I'd give him a little tap.
Right. Yeah.
Rogue kicking Molly off the line.
Golly, and we're still on this?
Then you saying that I listened back. It's the notion that you kicked off the lawn when, in fact, you kicked your wife off the lawn. Be a man.
Well, get
be
ready.
Be a man.
Get ready. You get ready. All right.
And then Rogue choosing Sonny over McCarthy. What is wrong with you?
Like, hey, I had strong reasons for that.
It might be more experience. You might not get it off with Ajax. That's all I'm saying. You probably enjoyed her recent video too.
Chopping out her recent video is still like 10 years ago.
I know. Yeah.
It's past her vintage, man. It's past the proper vintage.
Yeah. Yeah. I still remember the something to wrestle, like that first early seasons. I think it was like episode 12 or something when they covered Sonny and she pooed it. Yeah. McCarthy was the weapon of choice, if you will, in Young Al's life, like of all of them. Like, so I was siding with Duke 100%, like Jenny McCarthy.
You were?
Yes.
Okay.
Solidarity.
Interesting. Solidarity on that McCarthy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was a big fan. Big fan. I mean,
it's all personal choice, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then trying to steal Duke's gold dust pick for best newcomer. Trying to steal it. Yeah.
I didn't try and steal it.
You did. You know,
no.
You could edit that out and make it mine.
I just told him to chop it up.
Yeah.
You know, rearrange and do that type of thing.
And then you made a statement. This is the last one. You said, there's not a bad era of Savio. And you're right.
No.
They're all bad. It's not
you're
just
a son
one.
Of a bitch.
They're all
you're a son
bad.
Of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch, Tropical. You couldn't be more wrong. Savio has always been great. He always will be great, Tropical. You know what? He at one time he wished me a happy birthday.
I was on that show too.
Savio's great. He's always going to be great. There's no change in my mind on that, man. He's fantastic. Where the hell do you get off saying that they're all bad?
I just really
he's good.
I just really wanted to trigger you going into
okay.
The last
one. Gotcha.
Like, you throw the combinations, you throw a body shot, and then you swing at them, you know, with the big hook.
No, unacceptable. You and Duke both. Jesus, man, you're throwing shit at me. So here's what I'll tell you, Tropical. I'm going to start here. Had a wrestling show, worked back-to-back nights, worked Friday, Saturday over in southern Minnesota. We stopped at a mall in southern Minnesota. Not bad either. I didn't mind the mall at all. But what I did mind is we were at I think it was a J.C. Penney or Macy's. Are those kind of the same thing?
Similar, like Macy's, people I think would say it was higher end. But yeah,
okay, yeah, we must have been a Macy's then, because the price tags on the stuff was a little bit higher than what I think anybody would want to pay for anything. But we're walking through, and there is a lady pushing a cart who has checked out. Right, you would think that she was pushing her cart out through the door and to her car. Tell you this, Tropical, she sure as hell didn't do that. She took the cart, she grabbed her bags out of the cart, turned it, and pushed it into a clothing section. Not set it aside for somebody to get, not walked it up to the front and put it with the rest of the carts, grabbed her bags, turned, and you know how like sometimes you see the cart corral? And you'll kind of throw a cart into the cart corral, right? You kind of try and line it up so you sink a shot, right, with the carts and the cart corral. Some of you want to get the cart inside the other cart.
Oh, yeah.
A little cart action. Yeah. That's what she was doing. Into a clothing section. Clearly not where the cart goes. Why is it, Tropical? Why is it? People don't understand cart etiquette. It's very simple. You can put it in the corral, or you can put it where you got it. Those are the two spots. You don't ghost ride a cart into the clothing section. You don't leave it on the side of your car when you pull away. That's not what you do. That's unacceptable behavior. Why, Tropical? And you know what's funny? I get revved up about parking. I get revved up about cart etiquette as well, because it's just so damn simple. It's so damn simple. Park between the lines, put the cart back where you found it, or in the corral. It's super simple. Why don't people understand this, Tropical? You explain it to me. Hit me.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see someone, and I meant to take a picture, but they were leaving, that could not park in like the Costco style parking lot. Couldn't keep it between the lines.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why, Tropical? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't think I'm going to get it now. At this show as well, a group of people showed up to the show It was probably right after intermission. And I believe that they have some type of attachment to some of the performers that were performing. And they show up like they own the damn place.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start acting like they're part of the show.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're just fans, Tropical. And then it turns into a big dramatic scene because they start getting into it with other fans of the show. Here's what I'm telling you, Tropical. Unless you are in the locker room, behind the curtain, paid to be there, you're not part of the show. I don't care if you're dating, married, boning, any of the talent on the card. Unless you're paid to be there, you're not part of the show. It's not about you. Don't make it about you. Golly, Tropical, that really soured the end of the night for me. Right? We had police show up. We had police show up because this crop of, 20-something year olds don't get it.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. It's not your show. Right? Be respectful. Be respectful of the other fans there. You're not part of the show. Stop it. Knock it off. Golly. It's not the first time it's happened either, Tropical. Not the first time it's happened. It pisses me the hell off. All right, Tropical. I did it episode 100. I'm going to go ahead and do it again. All right? I'm going to do it again. I've gotten hell from you. I've gotten hell from other people. I've gotten hell from my wife for kicking my wife off the lawn. Here's what's going to happen right now, Tropical. Here's what's going to happen. I'm kicking her off the lawn again, goddammit. All right? Off the lawn again. And you know why, Tropical? Because since that episode 100 came out, my life has not been the same, man. Harmony in my house is non-existent because I kicked her off the lawn. Simple stuff, Tropical. Simple, simple things. And now, at least every other day, I'm reminded that I kicked my wife off the lawn. All right? Yeah, it happened. And it's happening again right now. Right now, off the lawn for the backlash I'm getting for kicking her off the lawn. Knock it off. All right. I'm a good man. All right. I'm a caring husband. I take care of things. Right. I try my best. There's a lot of worse people out there that you could be married to than me. Right. Abusers and all this other kind of stuff. That's not me. I'm a good man. A nice guy. I try. I should not get the wrath that I'm getting for kicking my wife off the lawn in episode 100. It's undeserved, right? I made a couple of observations, and I'm getting bent over every day. Why, Tropical? Why? I don't deserve it. I shouldn't have to deal with it. And that's what I'm kicking off the lawn, all right? The wrath, all right, I'm going to justify this again. The wrath that I'm getting from episode 100 can get off my lawn. It's undeserved. It's undeserved.
Why did your voice go up? I'm a man. Why did it do that, Kevin? That's what I was.
Tropical, I'm going to tell you, man. Even last night, I got my damn work bag, right? It sits on the chair. I told you. I explained it to you. And she picks it up. And she goes, "Where do you want me to put this?" And I went, What? It's fine where it is. And she goes, "I just like there to be people to be able to sit." We have in the kitchen 3 chairs, 4 chairs, 5 chairs, 6 chairs, 7 chairs, and a bench for people to sit on. My bag was fine where it is. And she goes, I'll just set it right here. She puts it. She goes, "Wouldn't want to be off the lawn again." You wouldn't? You wouldn't, sweetheart? Because I feel like you would. All right? I feel like you would. Tropical, explain to me, man. What's happening in my house? Dude, talk to me, man.
She's going
to
cart corral your bag next time. Just yeet. Yeah, she'll figure out where to put it.
I just
turn it sideways and shove it right up.
And it's not mean spirited. It was never mean spirited. I'm not a mean spirited person. Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Did your wife?
She was waiting. She listened to episode 100 and was waiting if I had the stones to do anything, say anything to her. I was like, nope. I do not. Like,
yeah.
I live with you. Like, I. Nope.
Nope. Man, I just, you know, and it's all right, Tropical. It's all right. Everything's going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, man. I make a couple of comments on the show. I kick my wife. You know, I think part of it, too, is your reaction, man. I think that that filled the gas tank up a little bit for her. I think that did. You probably filled the gas tank up. She hit the go button, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yesterday, she looks at me. She goes, how many shoes do you have in the entryway out? I don't know. Two, I think. And I did. Maybe it was three. I might have had three pairs of shoes out in the entryway. But Tropical, you and me, we're men, right? You get home, you take your shoes off. You walk around. It's your house. You don't. How many times do you get home, take your shoes off, grab both your shoes, open up the closet, put them in the shoe holder, all nice and proper? You don't do that, right?
Every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, your wife would have your nards.
No, she doesn't mind so much. I got a thing about shoes, though.
You've been trained.
I'm pretty particular about my shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
They have a spot, and my son will try to wear them, and like my slides, he's almost destroyed them a few times.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're obviously too big for him, and he pulls them up where, like, the strap that would go over your foot, the big wide strap, like, is up on his legs, and he's like bending them and stuff. I'm like, please don't do that. Like, so I just put my shoes out of reach.
Now, here's what I'm going to do, Tropical. Given the situation I found myself in since I kicked my wife off the lawn, episode 100.
And 101
I'm
gonna ask, now.
I suppose. Good point. I'm going to ask the listeners, please message us. Comment, help me out. And now I will not identify anybody that does this. I will not do that. I will stand in solidarity with the rest of the husbands out there. Kick your wives off the lawn and tell me, please, for what? Right? And I will happily keep you anonymous. I promise you, Tropical, and you're with me on this, correct? You're with me on this. You will not expose anybody.
Oh, yeah. No.
Nope. But please, please, and again, I'm guaranteeing you, Scout's honor, Tropical's with me. Please message us. Was it the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook? Kick your wives off the lawn. Let us know why you're kicking your wives off the lawn. In episode 102, we will talk about the wives that have been kicked off the lawn. Maybe 103. We'll see how many responses we get in. But I'm not the only one, Tropical. I know you said you don't got the stones for it. If you could do it anonymously, I bet you would.
No.
no you have to say no.
If she tied them together, oh boy.
You're nuts?
No, she is. That's why.
Yeah. But Tropical, I think I would love to hear from our listeners, which I'm guessing is about 95% male. I want to know, why would you kick your wife off? Please let us know. Kick your wife off the lawn. Kick your wife off the lawn. Tropical, that's all I got, man. That's all I got for this one. I might land myself a little bit more in the doghouse, and that's fine. All right. I don't have the opportunity to do this anonymously. Our listeners have it. Do it anonymously. Kick the wife off the lawn. We will read all of them. And we will not credit anybody because we're looking out for you. Right? We're looking out for you.
One random time you'll be driving in your car listening to these two idiots, and your wife will be in the car, and it's like,
That sounds like me, doesn't it? Anyways, Tropical, that's good, man. I'm good. I'm feeling loose now, man. Yeah, I'm feeling loose. Feeling like a weight's been lifted, right?
Yeah.
And until she listens to this episode. Anyways, Tropic Gal, you got a question. You get a little bit of a loaded question, man. What do you got this time around?
Why does this coffee taste like poison, Molly?
And I'm not. Well, see you later.
Yes, I got the question. So I guess we had discussed some different things in the format of last week's show. We did the Lana Palooza, so we didn't do a question. This was the one that I had queued up, so I just decided. What is your actor Mount Rushmore? Now, you don't have to give specifics, you know, as far as, like, you know, you can.
Yeah.
But, like, I have mine as far as, you know, the guys that I love their films. I love the roles they play. Mm-hmm. But your actor Mount Rushmore, and it came up because Val Kilmer died.
Okay, yeah.
He's not the first one on my list. He's on the list. Just
gotcha, yeah.
To spoil that, I enjoyed Val Kilmer immensely.
He was phenomenal.
But I've went really back and forth. The last one, and I still go back and forth on it. It depends on the day.
Yeah.
But my first one is Mel Gibson. That was...
Okay. Yeah,
the Lethal Weapon series of movies is one of my hands down favorite. He plays crazy person well.
Yeah,
Payback was a big one. I like him as the I think it was Expendables 3. He was the villain.
Okay,
loved him there. Brendan Fraser.
Oh, that surprises me.
I saw The Scout in theaters.
Okay.
His first, when he's Steve Nebraska. For those of you who haven't seen that, that's when he is a pitching phenom, but it's a tale of things, you know, having to sort himself out and all these things. But I loved Brendan Fraser, the Mummy movies. George of the Jungle was always a hit. That's where he met his ex-wife on the set of that one. Probably wish he had that one back. But the fact that he's rebounded, and it sounds like he is such a nice dude. Like he's kind of come full circle. You know, I always liked Brendan Fraser. A big fan.
Yep.
Val Kilmer, it's right there on the list. Doc Holliday, the portrayal in Tombstone is one of my favorite things. The lines that he has. Yeah. Oh, I forgot you were there. You may go now. Like, that's things that we have conversations and somebody's waiting on something that we might use that one at work from time to time.
Yeah.
I forgot you were there. You may go. Just...
And that, and that's a Tombstone. That's where, Huckleberry.
Yeah. It's supposed to be Hucklebearer.
Hucklebearer. Yeah.
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 Not Huckleberry.
That's a Falcon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The line, why, Johnny Ringo, you look like someone just walked over your grave. And you're no Daisy. And it's like, are you retired too? Oh, not me. I'm in my prime. And he is like on a 3-day bender. Just like. Yeah. Hey, Doc, why don't you go sleep it off? He's, I will not be pawed at. Not just like, he had his hand on his shoulder. I mean, so many things that he, I know, again, he's Perry in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which
one of the best characters of all time. Gosh. Yeah.
They never check, you know, for his underwear. They never check.
look up the word idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll see? A picture of me. No, the definition for the word idiot, which you are.
But this last one, I was really torn because when I got to making this list, there was two other guys, and for different reasons. Yeah. I always loved Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of different things. I mean, just everything. He's Shane Falco.
Yep.
He's Ted Theodore Logan.
Shane Falco might be my favorite role he did.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the John Wick movies are crazy, shoot 'em up stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just He's voiced different things. He's done. I'm going to give the nod to the other guy though, just slightly, because I feel nostalgic and we're old farts and we go back. It's Gene Wilder, who is just young Frankenstein. For those of you listening right now, and you are listening to this and you're just like, what is young Frankenstein? Stop what you're doing. Go watch this masterpiece. Go. He is so good. See no evil, hear no evil with Richard Pryor. Gold. Willy Wonka. I mean, like, he is the original Willy Wonka. Just so many classics. And just a funny, funny guy. But the line in Young Frankenstein that really puts over, like, when he's getting her out and Igor's knocking on the door, and he's like, what knockers? And Terry Garr's like, oh, thank you. It's the little subtleties like that. I mean, Mel Brooks tied in there like with that, but he is the Waco kid in Blazing Saddles. It's like, see that? He's like, yeah, steady as a rock. He's like, yeah, but I shoot with this hand and it's shaking.
Such a good line.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that, I really like your four there, Tropical.
Yeah.
I really like your four. The two that came to mind, like, as soon as you said it, of actors.
Yeah.
One was Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you 100%. Gene Wilder's, and like, it's one of those things where, like, you see Gene Wilder, and he's done a lot of different stuff, but I don't think I've ever seen him and not liked what he was doing. You know what I mean? Like, he's got that kind of appeal to him. And the other one that came to mind right away, John Cusack.
Nice.
I have always been a giant fan of his work.
Yeah.
And he, like, for a long time, he was one of those actors that, like, if a John Cusack movie was coming out, I was going to see it. And there's not a lot of actors that, like, I'll go out of my way to make sure I see the movies that they're, you know what I mean? Like that they're in, that they've released. He, for a while, was one of those actors. Really have always loved his work. For a long time, I'd tell people, like, outright, like, if they asked me, who's your favorite actor? It was Cusack. I
think
he's fantastic.
Have you seen the movie Better Off Dead? Please tell me yes.
Of course I have. Yep.
Adam's my boy. The scene, when Ricky loses his balloon and goes to jump, and it's like he gets maybe this high off the ground. He just, the balloon. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I really kind of fell in love with his work because of High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Like that movie was phenomenal. I love that movie. Still love that movie. But then you start, like, going into other things that he did and his catalog. I've always been a fan. So Cusack, Wilder, maybe kind of a newer one, but it's been a long time since I've seen anything of his that I didn't like. And part of this is also fandom, because he portrayed my favorite superhero on the big screen for the first time, and that's Ryan Reynolds. A lot of people don't like the Green Lantern movie. I love it. I love the Green Lantern movie. I believe I saw it in theaters. I think it was either 14 or 13 times. I can't remember. But I saw that movie.
When we started this, it was 14. Like, that was...
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I remember
I was going to love the movie either way. Yeah. Right? They finally made a movie about my superhero. But that was... that's a guy that even, like, the different things that he has coming out, I don't remember watching one of his movies that I didn't at least somewhat enjoy. Like, I just watched Free Guy the other day. Well, I mean, it was on in the background. Yeah. But even that was, like, that... It was a fun movie.
I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. And he acts very well. It's one of those movies that, like, if I can get lost in the movie, you've sold me. I'm in.
Yeah. His wit is what, like, the timing is so... So good.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, and I think it's probably more just because the characters that he's played and how much I love the characters that he's played, Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Harrison Ford would be probably the other one, because I mean, obviously Han Solo. You know what I mean? Like that was my introduction to Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But then you get in like, you know, was it American Graffiti? Yeah. He had the role in American Graffiti. It wasn't bad. Obviously Indiana Jones, right? You're gonna love Indiana Jones no matter what. You know what I mean? Like it, and that's where like he comes into play for me.
Indiana Jones is your Martin Riggs, is what like the way I feel about Martin Riggs is how you feel about Indiana Jones, and I respect
And those would be my four, I think.
So I've made a grave mistake. Because one of my, I'm going to let you have Wilder, so we have him represented here. You know,
mm-hmm.
I cannot believe like I did this. He is one of my favorites. I saw a picture of him and I said, "Oh no, I've made a horrible, horrible mistake."
You forgot?
Yeah, I had because I was watching a Gene Wilder movie. Like I was making this and I just like, man, I love him so much. And I do.
Yeah.
He's not going to top John Candy for me. John Candy is a special spot of my childhood that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The Great Outdoors is a movie. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd is up there as well. Like that's, I need like 20 on my Mount Rushmore. Like Dan Aykroyd is up there as well.
You don't get 20 though, Tropical. You get four.
You get four. Yeah, I know. That's why I say John Candy. You've got Gene Wilder represented, so I will defer and go to John Candy. Because man, my childhood, like even the movies that a lot of people, are like, oh man, that's such a terrible movie. I love them because John Candy's in it.
Yeah.
Who's Harry Crumb? Delirious. Summer Rental. These are all gold. The only one that I'm not as crazy about is Volunteers. That's the only movie I've ever seen it. Is. Yeah, I don't. Just it's him and Tom Hanks. don't.
Though. Weird.
Just, yeah. Yeah, it's not a great movie.
It's funny you mentioned Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks was one guy that I was trying to find a spot for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you could get, because he's a guy that I don't know that I've seen a movie of his that I haven't like really enjoyed watching. Yeah. And it's like the measuring stick for me when I'm watching a movie is if I can forget while I'm watching it that I'm watching a movie, it's a good movie. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of where I go, yep, he's got me, I'm sold. And he does that in a lot of his movies where like while you're watching them, you just forget that you're watching a movie because you're so like sucked into what's happening in front of you. So Yeah.
John, if
there
Candy,
was five Tropical, I would Tom Hanks it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be the thing. John Candy is, man, I really want to, I could stop recording right now and just turn on John Candy movies and sit in this office and go through this mountain of figs as I watch John Candy. Even his last movie, Wagons East.
I don't think I saw that.
With Richard Lewis is, he plays.
I don't think I saw it.
Harlow, and he is the wagon master. Like it's a fun time. Just John Candy was special. The different things that he did. He feels Uncle Buck. Like
okay,
he feels like that uncle that you love him. But
yeah, man, that's good. I liked it. I like that. Those loaded questions, man. You know, there's always some fun there.
Yeah.
Tropical. Got to move on. And we have, new year, new us, new format.
Yeah. New format.
Now, the mission is always going to be brought to you by our good friends over at J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media platforms. It's at J-A-N-D-J Figures. Hit their website up. It's jjfigures.com, man. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. Nobody does what they do. The J's are taking care of you. You want new stuff? Go to the J's. You want old stuff? Go to the J's. You want somewhere in the Middle Ages? I don't know. Go to the J's. If you're looking for figs, the J's are your guys, man, and they're great people. That's one of the things I love about them most. You want to buy from people. You want to buy from good people. The J's are good people. Can't say enough good things about the J's. Never can say enough good things about the J's. JANDJFigures, JJFigures.com, and hit it. Go to see them. Check them out. You'll be glad that you did. Now, Tropical, with the new year, new us, new format, talk to us what we're doing with the mission.
Are we starting the clock now? Like, because I can start the clock now on this mission.
You start the clock now, Tropical.
So, even with the explanation, we're going to start the clock now. This is the 7-minute mission. Yeah, 7 is the magic number. 7-11, 7 dwarves, 7 little chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea. But we decided to compress the mission. We have pre-graded everything, and we're just going to talk all within 7 minutes. All within 7 minutes. We're going to compress it. Like, the timer is going right now, Kevin. Like, the, we're it's on the clock. You know, it's like draft day, which you won't be watching live again. Yeah. Thoughts?
All right. Yeah. I mean, you son of a bitch. All right. It's the mission time. It's the mission.
It is the mission. Today, we will be covering the original San Francisco Toymakers NWO Wolfpack 4-pack. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a great pack at all. You've got some decent original San Francisco toy makers. Got to write it in the note there. you've got some good ones in there, like some solid ones that, hey, that ain't so bad. And then you've got quite possibly what is the worst figure we've ever seen.
Yes.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Because we've seen some stinkers. We have seen Nightmare Fuel, like Steve Austin.
Yeah.
And that face is horrendous, but this entire figure might be the worst. But we'll get there in a second. The pack, if you look at Wrestling Figure Database, they got the carded photo of the NWO Wolfpack 4-pack. You've got Kevin Nash, The Stinger, Macho Man, and Lex Luger. The Kevin Nash is a decent representation, we felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the script, with everything, the upscaling. We like a lot about that. You can do the move sets. I mean, not that Nash had just a bevy of move sets. Have you seen where he's talking trash on Io Sky? Like, she doesn't deserve to be in this WrestleMania main event. I'm like, she's the champion right now.
Right, yeah. He might be a little bit off his nut.
Yeah, I mean. Yes, Rhea versus Bianca is a better one. Again, as we're recording, it's WrestleMania weekend here. Yeah. But you know, the Nash is solid, we will say. So we gave it a B. Now, the Stinger, the detail, I know you and I both discussed it. It's the red-black Stinger.
Yeah.
I actually have it on the shelf here.
Okay.
And we went with it's the high one of this set, a B+.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we like detail. Face paint, hard to mess up. But I will defer the floor to you. You can introduce this next guy cuz it breaks my heart. It hurts, Kevin.
Yeah, it's got to be, it might be the worst fig that we've ever seen. I don't know what beats it in the realm of worse. And this is, we're talking about the Macho Man, Randy Savage here.
We gave Sting a B+. Sorry about that. I didn't mention it before.
And this Macho Man, Randy Savage, like, he's got it's almost like a pencil eraser head. Like, they stretched his head. He's got virtually no neck. He's got no definition. His hands are both of them are fists. Like, I might have even gave him a little bit of a pass if they would have given me just one, you know, the pointer finger out there. That would have been nice. There's nothing redeeming about this fig. It reminds me of a bad Mach cosplayer. That's what, like, even when you're looking at it, you watch, like, when you're looking at it on card, you see the picture of Mach. Like, the skin tone is completely off. You know what I mean? Like, and I understand, like, they didn't do a lot with skin tones back when they were making these figs, but this is complete trash. This is a complete trash fig, Tropical. I don't, like, do you see anything on this fig that you go, well, that's not so bad?
I mean, this one, the white, there is a, the white NWO version that has more details, at least. This one does not even go there. like as far as like redeeming qualities in the detail, the macho man there on the chair, it's bad. Yeah. It is so bad. I cannot besmirch the name of Macho, but this figure is a blind person could have made a better Macho Man figure that never knew anything about it.
Is this worse than the white and black?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's an F, man. It's a very hard F and Tropic L. Right next to it, gotta tell you, it's not getting better.
No.
It's the one next to it is the Lex. They abbed him up real nice, which, you know, is fine. Like, I get Lex was a muscle guy, but they abbed him up, and then the rest of his body just looks like a chubby guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even, like, there's no definition as traps, anything like that, and the face, Tropic L, if you're looking at it from a distance, all I see is Doc Brown. Young Doc Brown. That's what I see in the face. It's a bad, that's a very, very, very bad fig. And that's one of those ones that, like, that you would think that Lex Luger should be a layup. It should be a gimme because there's no detail. You know what I mean? Like, WCW Lex Luger, just plain trunks, plain boots, away you go. They screwed this one up something fierce. And if Mach is an F, a straight F, then in my mind, this Lex Luger's an F+.
Yeah, it's a swing and a miss on this line for sure. We're under a minute now. This went by swimmingly, Kevin. Like, this is we should have done this so much sooner. But yes, all in all, this particular line is not one that I would be seeking out.
Right.
I would be, you know, like clamoring for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Equals divided by 4. Yeah, this is a 70.75. Not our worst line.
No.
But
not far off.
Not far off. So that is the 7-minute mission with 10 seconds to spare. Kevin, well done, sir.
Beautiful. Brought to you by J&J Figures. Follow them across social media at J&J Figures. Hit up their website, jjfigures.com.
Man.
Beautiful. Well done, man. Well done. I feel good about that. I feel real good about that, Tropico. Now let's try something new.
Yeah.
Well, let's try something new, Tropico. We were talking about this before because we are the last generation of our, like, that we were raised a little bit differently, I think.
Yeah.
The generations below us, they always had things like the internet. They always had things like a cell phone in their hand probably by the time they hit junior high.
Yeah.
We didn't have that growing up, Tropical. Not you and I. Not you and I.
I'm curious. When did you get a cell phone?
When I got what have my first cell phone I would have gotten in 2004.
Like, I got a cell phone when I could sign up myself for one. That's
That's when I did too. And actually, now that I think about it, it might have been 2005.
Yeah.
I didn't have one, Tropical. But we didn't have them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, our folks didn't have them.
Right.
Nobody had them. But now kids have cell phones when they're going on under the third grade school bus. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Our generation, Tropical, we're a special kind, right?
Yeah.
We're a special kind. And with that, I want to talk to you a little bit about when we were kids, Tropical.
Yeah.
When we were young. And this is something that I'm still gonna hold near and dear to me. When I was young, when I was a kid, when you were a kid, there was nothing wrong with sitting down and having some Chef Boyardee. We didn't read the label on Chef Boyardee. It wasn't you shouldn't eat Chef Boyardee. You wanted the Ravs, right? You want the SpaghettiOs, right? Yeah, what you wanted.
Fine Italian dining right there.
There was nothing wrong with it, man. There was nothing wrong with it. And now, Tropical, and now, you can't, there's all these things. Don't eat SpaghettiOs. Don't eat Chef Boyardee. Don't eat it. You're going to get HPV if you eat Chef Boyardee. I don't know if that's true or not, Tropical. But I know when I was a kid, There was nothing wrong with it. There was nothing wrong with eating Chef Boyardee, man, and it was beautiful. You would look forward to it.
Yep.
You would look forward to cracking a can of Chef Boyardee, or for me, off-brand Chef Boyardee, right? Yeah. Got to save it when you could save it, and we saved it. Some off-brand Chef Boyardee. Tropical, what was your favorite Chef Boyardee?
So I, when I discovered ravioli, it was a game changer. I like the spaghetti and meatballs.
Of course.
The SpaghettiOs, like I remember. Yep. But if I had to go to it, it was the full-size ravioli. They had the mini raviolis there for a little while, but the full-size ravioli was the one that I devoured as a child. Like, that was one that, give me two of those cans on a plate. Let's go.
Happy day. Well, not let's go, but happy day.
So I said it for you.
So, and I don't know where it changed, right? I have no idea where it changed. No idea. But like, I don't even think that kid, like, it's got to be hard times for the Chef Boyardee clan, because I don't know anybody that feeds their kids Chef Boyardee. Like, I don't know the last time I saw Chef Boyardee at a friend's house in the cupboard, right? I mean, I'm not searching through friends' cupboards, but. And like me, I can tell you, I haven't had Chef Boyardee in a long time, but I do know I've had it within the last 5 years, six years. I've had Chef Boyardee within the last 6 years, and it was the Ravs. Like I was a Rav guy too. Oh yeah, 100%. I'd go minis, right? Don't mind the minis because they poured out of the can a little bit nicer.
Yeah, they did much easier.
Yes, yes. But there's nothing. And now, Tropical, were you one of those fancy Chef Boyardee sons of bitches that you heated them up on the stovetop, or did you mic them?
Microwave.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boom.
Just you throw them in there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
45 seconds, stir it up. 45 seconds, stir it up, eat it. Yeah. You're done. It's a good day. Why did Chef Boyardee fall off the map, Tropical? Why can't today's children eat Chef Boyardee?
I mean, in all fairness, growing up, we didn't know half the stuff that we were using and doing. I mean, you look at asbestos.
Yeah, sure.
It was, you know, a fire retardant like material that was so valuable. And now, oh, wait, that building has an asbestos condemned.
Like, yeah. Just,
instantly, but
yeah.
You can't go in there. It's all of the things of convenience, and we always find that, you know, going through, I mean, now nonstick pans, you know, may be putting forever chemicals in us. I'm like, well, see you later. I mean, it's one of those things, though, that, and I've tried to think about, there may be a can of Chef Boyardee in our
in your house.
I have no idea how old that is.
Right. Well, I mean, check it out, man.
I will send you a picture if there is one. Look, yes. Kevin, look.
Yeah, yeah. Bike it up, man.
No.
That's your lunch.
No. I remember.
Man, put it in a nonstick pan, right?
Yeah.
Live your life.
Yeah. Live life.
Right.
But, I mean, it's one of those things, though, that for the sake of convenience, you know, we did not know the difference. Like, you know, we've had since then fine Italian dining.
Yeah,
I would say both of us have experienced things that have been almost a transcendent experience at Italian dining. Where this is like, I don't think my dog will eat this now. Like a thing that you know, with Chef Boyardee, you better not feed it to Bailey because you're going to get stabbed by Molly.
I never would, never would.
Like I don't see a wall of Kevin in your house, but I've seen a wall of Bailey.
There's probably never going to be a wall of Kevin in the house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there might be a wall like the In Memoriam when this episode comes out.
Well, very possible.
But yeah, I think that's the thing, like the sodium levels on Chef Boyardee.
Pretty
high. It already had a saltiness to it, like that. It was up there, but. It was the convenience. I mean, heck, a Salisbury steak TV dinner was fine dining.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the last time you had one of those, but
it's been a long time, man. It's been a real long time. And I never put, like, in my mind, I never put the Salisbury steak TV dinners in line with the Chef Boyardee's. No. You know what I mean? Turkey loaf. There's one for you. And I haven't had a turkey loaf in a real, real long time. But when it came to Thanksgiving Day, when I was young, I didn't like actual turkey. Yeah. I wanted the turkey loaf. That was good to me. What, like, I don't even know. I haven't seen a turkey loaf in the stores, Tropical. I don't even really know if turkey loaf is turkey.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine as to what is in there.
Gotcha.
I think Yikers. Of what Dan Aykroyd said in The Great Outdoors, like hot dogs, you know, when he's grilling the hot dogs. You know what they're made out of. But yeah, it does take me back because I can remember growing up, and I guess it was about college, maybe my first house, because the first go around with marriage, we were living on a finite budget. That was the last time that I would eat something that was just like, hey, it's cheap, it's quick.
Yep.
You know, we can stockpile this, you know, have it and go. I wonder if any of those hit different. Like, you know, I'm afraid to tarnish, because the last thing I had was spaghetti and meatballs of a Chef Boyardee variety.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't had the ravioli in a long, north of a decade at least.
Right.
So,
golly, you got to get some Chef Boyardee, man. I kind of like even talking about it. The funny thing is, even talking about it, and it brings you back to when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like talking about it, I kind of want some Chef Boyardee. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing about, like, and again, like we didn't have, you know, was it organic Chef Boyardee? You know what I mean? Like that wasn't a real thing. No. The real thing was Chef Boyardee. Like the real thing was pour it out of a can and eat it. And there's nothing wrong with that, Tropical. We are just fine. We turned out okay, right? Okay, probably better than a lot. Right?
Yeah.
Probably better than a lot.
Yeah. Man. You got some immunities to things.
I think we did. I really think we did. Hats off to Chef Boyardee for strengthening our immune system.
And you know, that's like, it's a real guy. Chef Boyardee was an actual chef.
Yep.
What if you were known for that's you? I mean, granted, from the 80s and 90s, you were printing money.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be happy. I'd take some of that Boyardee money.
Yeah.
No problem. No problem. But man, that was, I don't know, just a little fun segment. We want to reflect when we were growing up, when we were kids.
Yeah.
Times is different, man. Times is different.
Now legit going through the snack aisle, like you've got organic, gluten-free, you know, all these different things, like because of allergies.
Right. We didn't eat. You know what, Tropical? That's a funny thing to say that. Like, when we were growing up, we didn't have allergies. Like, I didn't have allergies.
No.
You didn't have allergies when we were growing up. You get a cold sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? But we didn't have, like, change of seasons. Oh, my nose is running. My throat's scratchy. I got to sneeze every 5 minutes. We didn't have that growing up, Tropical.
Nope.
We didn't have it. Thank you again, Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
Thank you again. We didn't have that.
Maybe we should start eating it. If that helps with allergies, by all means.
Yes.
Give me the processed everything. Come on.
Please do. Yeah. And you know what's funny? Growing up, Tropical, and I'm sure you had this when you were growing up. You had the kid in the neighborhood or the kid at your school, and he would have, like, allergies.
Yeah.
And you thought he was the biggest pussy at school, right? You're like, that kid's got allergies? What a pussy, right?
What a weirdo.
Right. You had that, man, right? Like, you grew up with that. There was a kid in your school or in your neighborhood that would get allergies, and you're like, what the hell's wrong with this kid?
Yeah.
Or if you didn't have it, you were that kid. I don't know, Tropic. I don't know where you fell on that medium.
I did not have it. Yeah. I remember the people having to go to the allergist as children. I'm, what? Why?
Jesus. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Man. Well, that's fun, man. That's fun, yeah. Travis. We could move on, but that little loose segment for everybody. We're going to have fun with it. Just a little way back machine talking about when we were kids, man, because times is different. Times is different. Tropical, you're out there hunting, man? You out there, bringing in some trophies?
I could honestly hunt in my office right now. I mean, like that's the kind of hunting I can do, and I will top whatever like basically anyone is finding right now. I bet I can top it.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
This is the most. I got a good buddy that he's selling his collection. He's asked me to assist, so he's given me the figs, and there were a total of 29 totes, boxes,
wow.
Storage containers, like 29.
You hear that? 29 totes and boxes of things that are not on display.
Full.
We don't have a problem, Tropical. I want both of our lives to pay attention to that number. 29 boxes of figs that were not on display.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
makes us look pretty good, man. Makes us look pretty good.
I mean, he's in fairness, you know, Travis, you know, he's moving on from his collection here, but he's been collecting since the early days of Mattel. Like there's some OGs in here that, oh, wow, I've never seen this in hand. But I did do some, a couple weeks ago, I did some things. I'll hit the trophies. I got a couple of Jason Wolf figures. I got LT.
Nice.
From WrestleMania 11. Great show there. And then I got commentator Hot Rod.
That's a very cool fig.
Yeah. It doesn't want to stand up. I've got to find the right balance for it. It does want to tumble. These are custom handmade, you know, so
right.
That's the thing. I picked up on clearance from the Jays that Kevin Owens from Survivor Series?
Because
It's got the dusty shirt on it.
That's a good
fig. Was fun. And then the Ludwig, is it?
Not, Kaiser.
Yeah.
No. No, that's Dragunov. Yeah.
It's all running together. There are so many figs in this office. I am not lying. Picked up also from the Jays, the Coliseum Collection Million Dollar Man, because who needs that junky Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? Looking at you, old Jay. And then I got from Tommy Paradise, he had a Dustin Pedroia, who was one of my favorite Red Sox baseball players, a bobblehead, but it had the belt on it. And he had a decent price. I was like, yeah, man, let's do this. And then I picked up some jerseys because I have a problem.
Okay.
NFL shop had some stupid sale, like clearance, and then an additional 25% off.
Jeez, that'll get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearance plus 25, that'll get you.
You know who that is? That's Ryan with the Colts. You know how much I gave for it?
I do not know.
$11.
That ain't bad, man. That ain't bad at all.
I love Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do, but that's you're the only person I know that's got a Matt Ryan Colts jersey.
Yeah. Even Taylor's afraid to wear that. And Taylor's crazy person.
In the back of my mind, I don't think I even remember that he was on the Colts until you just showed me that jersey.
I got a little Cooper Kupp because they've decided, you know, to part ways with him with the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he won me a fantasy football championship, and I got that for like $24.
That's not bad at all either.
I did not get this one on sale, but Double T will appreciate. And I told him, you know, on the baseball week, I've got my old school Mets Dwight Gooden, who was my favorite. But when I played baseball, that was my baseball player. Like, who's your favorite player? It was Dwight Gooden on my card.
Okay. Gotcha.
I've got the Dwight Gooden starting lineup. I can see him on the corner of the baseball shelf right there. That was my first starting lineup. Like everything, like Dwight Gooden. I got that. Rock that with pride.
Yeah.
And other than that, it's just been sorting through figure upon figure upon figure and trying to fill the missing pieces of yours and Johnny C's collection here and there.
Yeah.
Because man, it's a lot. Rare boys in this collection. That's it. Most likely, there will be a good bit if we're able to work out an agreeable thing. Like a lot of these will be appearing on J&J figures, especially if they want to go hard in the paint on Lucy's. I think they've got a sale. This is the Saturday of WrestleMania that we're recording this, and they've got one coming today. They've had a lot of success with the Lucy sales. So
yeah, Yeah.
I have a feeling you could be seeing a lot of this.
That's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. I do, again, want to remind, you know, the wives out there, 29 boxes of figures not on display. We're doing just fine, you and me, Tropical. We're doing just fine. So a couple of things I picked up. Obviously, we went to Rochester, was the town I was in working that show. Found a toy store there, man. I love finding toy stores. They had so many cool things there. A lot of original Turtles, which I had to, like, not grab. You know what I mean? Like, not put in my hand. Just let them be. But they had a lot of cool stuff there. Came across, and I called you, Tropical, because it was hard. I couldn't figure out which way to go on this, because there was a Gene Okerlund LJN that was in real nice shape, still had the mic.
Which is hard to find.
Yes, yes. And there was a Ted DiBiase, Hasbro, beautiful paint, with the belt. And that's where I landed, Tropical. I walked away with the complete Hasbro. And I want to go back to that shop, too, Tropical, because they had the Brutus with the hedge clippers. You know what I mean? Like, they had different things there that were still complete, and I was like, boy, this ain't bad at all. So I picked that up. The Evolution pack that they released with, I think it's Randy, Batista, and H.
Yeah.
That hit clearance. Picked that up. That was nice. I got a King Seamus.
Nice.
Because he's got to go on the, you know, I got that royalty section of the shelf there. Superstars. Cactus.
Oh.
Got one of those. Yeah. Came across one of those.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, yeah. Came across one of those the first time I had seen it. So I've been seeing a lot of Superstars lately, and I don't know if that's, there's a kink in the hose or what's going on there.
I'm wondering, like, because Superstars generally sell, but they've got some of the old stock that's just hanging. Papa Shango's still on the shelves at my local. The Million Dollar Man's still on the shelves.
There's at one of my locals, there is, I would say, at least 10 to 12 Rays.
Yeah.
All on clearance. They've moved them from the fig section to the clearance section. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Superstars. It's a fun line. It's a line, yes. I've come to love.
It's the line you didn't know you needed.
Right. Yeah, 100%. 100%. And then the other things I picked up, I got a couple new tattoos, Tropical. Yep. A couple new tattoos. I got the Cobra Commander there. That's important. You know, once he had the Foot Clan, in my mind, it's like, well, those days, I got to add Cobra Commander, obviously. Okay. And then I always, like, well, I can't say always, but I wanted to get something. You know, you and I have even talked about it to see if we could figure out something for kind of an honor of Scott Hall. You know,
it wasn't just a razor.
I even talked to my tattoo artist. I was trying to explain it. I was like, the guy just, like, I don't know what to do because I'm not going to get, like, the curl on, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not gonna get a picture of him tattooed on me, and I don't want to tattoo razor blades on me because I don't want people to get the wrong idea, obviously. So I ended up getting his Hall of Fame, you know, the way he closed out his Hall of Fame speech there. And I love the quote too. It's a fantastic quote. Anybody that's familiar with Razor in the Hall of Fame speech, it's the bad times don't last, but bad guys do. I mean, the whole thing is hard work pays off, dreams come true. Yeah. And I don't know. I got that tattoo, and when I got home, Molly didn't know I was getting that one. And she looked at it, she goes, I really like that. Like, and she's told me every day since I got the tattoo, I really like that tattoo. And
Molly hates you right now. So
yeah, she's not a fan. She's not a fan, but she really likes that tattoo. She was a fan of the placement. She was a fan of the lettering. She's a fan of this. And she goes, I know that. And I was like, you do? You know that saying? And she's like, yeah, I know that saying. I was like, where do you know that from? She's like, isn't it? She's like, come on, who is it? Like, you could tell it was there for her. And I was like, it was, and she goes, Razor Ramon. And I was like, yes, it was Razor Ramon. So That was those are my trophies, man. Not a bad haul this time through. Now Tropical.
I forgot. I did shout out to I better look up his name because I just brain farted completely. Rob sent me Golga.
Nice.
He wanted some of the figs. He's like, hey, I got the Golga Build-A-Figure if anybody wants it.
Yeah.
Just send it to me.
Huh.
For shipping.
Weird. Nice. I mean, nice.
He's a good dude. Like, does a lot of hunting and stuff like that. But yeah. I forgot all about that. I had it sitting in my chair all week wanting to specify, and then this came.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Good. I mean, good karma. Yeah. Good karma for you, Rob. Good karma for you. Tropical, what do you want to hit before we close the door on this one?
I was going to say, we'll hit the socials. You can find us on Twitter at TotsPod, at GBW Pods, our sister show, Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast, at Year of Pods, all on Twitter. We would love to interact with you. If you want to send your anonymity secured wives get off the lawn segments, or husbands, if you want to send that.
You know? Yeah, you could do that too. We're not protecting the wives though, Tropical.
Yeah,
we will say exactly who you are. Them. Yes, we will.
But you can send that also Instagram at GBW Pods. We've got Facebook. We've been getting a decent amount of movement and activity on the Facebook, so I appreciate all you guys doing that. Chad, I know, got the first box of goodies. He said they all arrived perfectly. Thanked us so much.
There should be another box arriving here soon, Chad. It went out, Thursday, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, the other one is on the way. I said, I don't know when, because I wasn't with Kevin, and this week was insanity.
Yeah, super busy week.
But he was very thankful. Shouted us out, you know, appreciated it a lot. Again, the prowrestlingtees.com/gorillabrain. You can find our first four designs there. And then just for our people, the Jays, Manny, Ted, Johnny C, Dougie. Like, I appreciate you guys so much. Guys are part of what makes this. Shout out to Travis, who is having to sell his extensive collection.
Yeah.
I hate that, but it's been an adventure and a fun. I've held figures in my hand that I did not realize I would ever get to touch.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's wild.
So Tropical, I will, Wizards every Monday night, Shining Wizards podcast every Monday night live. You can catch me, Handsome Kevin, you can catch Double T. Catch Brundlefly, KJG, Tony with the Y. We're all on there every Monday night having a good time. Obviously, Manny, Ted, all you guys, man, you hanging out with us? We appreciate you. We appreciate you hanging out with us. I'll just say that. And with that, Tropical, we'll close this one up, man. We'll close it up. Again, please send us your get off the lawn, for kick your wives off the lawn. Please, I can't be the only one here. I can't be. I know that I'm not. And with that, Tropical, take care of one another. Support one another. Be good to one another. Thank you very much, everybody.